Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Touch is flowing, Jesus. I believe, Jesus, there is healing in your eyes, Jesus. The name of the Lord. Just lift your hands everywhere. Let's wave it to Jesus as we declare His Lordship. All the overflows outside from every nation. Lift your hands. Wave it to the King of Glory. Majesty, we bless you.
And with our hands lifted up, we will worship our King. And with our hands lifted up, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted up to the sky, and the world wonders why. We'll just tell them we love you. Just tell them we love.
Father, we love you and we thank you. Marvelous presence in this place. Marvelous presence. Just go ahead and bless him.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship your holy name. I bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Sing like never before.
Oh my soul, worship your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord, Most High.
This is our commitment.
Exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord, Most High. Be magnified.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the miracle worker. Blessed be the healer. Blessed be the lifter. Blessed be the restorer. Blessed be the destiny changer. Blessed be the deliverer. We come before you with our hearts open tonight. expecting that you will do marvelous things. In 1 minute, I'd like you to just open your mouth and declare your expectation tonight. You're talking to Jesus. You're talking to the miracle worker. You're talking to the helper. You're talking to the all-powerful, all-knowing. You're talking to the one who was, is to come. We worship you. Go ahead, declare. Father, lift me in this miracle service. Change my story. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Someone with faith is praying. Someone who believes in Jesus is praying. Someone who knows God is all powerful is praying. This is part of the service. You're not wasting your time. Believe me, there is a God that can lead. If God does not lift you, no man can lift you. If God does not heal you, nobody can heal you. If God does not honor you, nobody can honor you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I believe, will be one of such nights that we will not forget in a hurry. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. I believe in Jesus. I really, truly believe in Jesus. And I believe in everything that He represents. I believe He's a miracle worker. He will never call you to waste your time. No. Many of you have cried. You have come with hearts opened. You must believe. The Bible says, he that cometh unto God must believe. Hebrews 11:6. That he exists. And then, that he is the rewarder. Not of them who are careless around his presence. Of them that diligently seek him. You seek God carelessly, you will not find him. There is a law. Ye shall seek me and only find me when you search for me with all your heart. Please, in 1 minute, I'd like you to insist. I will never go back the same. Never. Never. Not with this challenge. I will never go back the same. Never go back the same. Halaba shalabra degete bakatusia. Never go back the same. How else will the nations know that I met him? I will never go back the same. When Moses encountered him, he did not go back the same. Some of you are in ministry here. Pray, I will never go back the same. That I will contact the grace that will take me to another dimension. Some of you are in business here. I will never be the same. Politicians, career people, family people. Hallelujah. Please keep standing. I had a vision before I left home to come here, and before we sit down, let's just deal with that issue now. I saw like lightning, and when I saw it, I saw a spirit coming down, and I saw written on it anger. And the Lord said that this spirit you see has stopped many people from stepping into prophecy. And the Lord told me that when I come, even before we do any exhortation, there is a wicked spirit called anger. Many of you may not know. Anger has nothing to do with being good or bad.
but it is a killer and a closer of open doors. This is koinonia. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I stretch my hands by the election of grace and I declare, everyone here and every family here that has been kept down because of the spirit of anger, right now, at the count of three, in this overflow, this main auditorium, I want you to bring all of them out. All the overflows down to the basement, outside, from any nation, at the count of three, in the name of Jesus, this spirit of anger, it must get out of your life right now. Are you ready? One, shalakataba. Two, three. Now, out of their life. Bring them out. Out of their life. Every altar sponsoring the spirit of anger to destroy you. It has destroyed relationships, destroyed opportunities. Bring them out right now. I decree and declare, anger, be gone. You are a spirit. 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 Be la pakata prata kata kata balakata. Shabrante ke povu katela katariata. Bring them out. Anger. Some of you, is whole family is a spirit. When you are angry, you make dangerous, destiny-altering decisions. Be free right now. It has nothing to do with being good or bad, my brothers and my sisters. The Lord brought you here to set you free. Are you just watching or you are praying? Everyone pray. Everything that represents anger in my life, my destiny, I come against it by the blood of the eternal covenant. Many would have been millionaires except that anger stopped them. Many would have risen to great positions. Anger, dangerous spirit. Please pray. This is koinonia. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I tell you, there is no power that is not of the Christ that will survive tonight's service. We are still praying. I still declare, some of you are representing family. The power of God is not just coming on you for yourself. It's coming on you for your entire family. You have been kept down because of the spirit of anger. Again, I declare, in the name of Jesus, anyone here under the captivity of the spirit of anger, be delivered now. 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 Elabaru sadeleke parusa kata branda gada gala haske deba. Shabete gede kotaska brande geba ruhu suke tobala kata brande gede gede balakata. Shadakata pakata brande gede protaske debe lekotoski apata. Prakatakata bregete gede gede balakata prushe ne gede bahariakata. For those who are in front here and all the overflows, I declare for those of you who have come out by the Spirit here, that Spirit, hear my voice. I speak by the rod of the higher priesthood. Let them go now. Leave their families now. Leave their destinies now. Leave their families now. In the name of Jesus. Please pay attention. I'm about to pray a very serious prayer right now. For those of you who think never stay in your hands, it does not matter what blessing comes. There is an evil spirit that takes any good thing from your life. Any good thing. You are connected to people who can lift you. You are connected to opportunities that can raise you. But nothing seems to stay. There is a grace that can bring deliverance from losses. Listen to me. It says, and I will restore the years. I want to pray. Don't just come out at random. People are coming out by the Spirit. Please, this prayer, take it seriously. You've lost opportunities. Some of you have lost time. You've lost resources. You've lost strategic relationships. Right now, at the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. That name that is above every other name. And if God be God in this house tonight, there is no power that has kept you that will survive. Are you ready? One, two, three, shout Jesus. I command restoration. Every devil, help them. Help them, bring them out. Every spirit that has stolen things from you, help them please. My God, my goodness. Restoration. Restoration, restoration, restoration of spiritual fire, restoration of opportunity. Restoration. For some of you, this week will not come to an end. You will receive calls that will amaze you. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit of grace. For some of you, like Samuel, you will be told that the donkey that is missing, that you have been searching by every human connection, has been found by a mystery that only the God of heaven can explain. Please don't be distracted. You came for a miracle service. It's not a service to advise you. It's a service to tear down darkness and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. The spirit of shame and reproach. Hear me. There is such a thing called shame, that everything that brings dishonor and reproach, the devil ensures that you are there first. Then it happens. Can I pray for you? Are you tired of standing already? In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, anyone here under the sound of my voice, that there is an embargo of shame and reproach upon your life, your family, your destiny. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name again. And that devil must jump out of your destiny. Are you ready now? One, two, three, shout Jesus. The embargo of shame, shame and reproach. In the name of Jesus. One last prayer and then we'll sit for a while. Do you know that in the realm of the spirit, a man's destiny can be exchanged? Have you read that in your Bible? That when they wanted to kill a king, he sacrificed his own son so that he would live long. There are many people, what you are living is not your destiny. I stand by the God of heaven in the name of Jesus, that exchangers of destiny that have exchanged a glorious destiny for one that is full of defeat. Right now, at the count of three, may fire from heaven fall upon any altar. One, two, three. Take that grace right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every destiny that has been exchanged, let there be a restoration now. Let there be a restoration now. Let there be a restoration now.
And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. But that was not his beginning. His mother called him Jabez. She bore him in shame. Can I tell you this? Please look at me. Let me tell you something about the grace for honor. You can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. No, nobody can honor himself. Honor is conferred upon you by another. When the grace for honor is not upon a life, everything that is around you is shame and reproach.
Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come. Hello.
There's someone here, you lost a loved one last week, just this week that passed. I know that many people, there's so many people here, but the Lord is ministering to me. I want to pray. We're going to pray corporately against the spirit of death, but there is a particular family I am seeing. It's been circles of death. You lost someone last week now. Is there such a person here? Very quickly, I want to pray for you before we sit. The Lord is just putting it in my heart, putting it in my spirit last week. Just this last week. Where are you from, madam?
From UK, sir.
You came from UK?
Very welcome.
You're welcome. God bless you. I hope you know that death is a spirit. The rider upon the pale horse. Among the four horsemen in Revelations, his name is Death. And to deliver them who through the fear of death have all their lifetime in subject to bondage. The person I'm seeing is wearing a nose mask. This is my visions. I'm seeing something like that. Someone wearing a nose mask. I'm still going to pray for everyone. But this is what I'm seeing. My dear, look at me. This lady, where are you coming from? You see what is happening to her? I'm seeing coffins in front of her. I stretch my hands now by the Spirit of the Living God and I declare, every covenant, I use these people I'm praying for everyone here. Any covenant connecting you with the grave. Now, I'm going to pray. Listen, please pay attention. I'm praying for these people, but I want to pray. There are some of you, you dare not go to bed in the night. The only thing you see is dead people calling you. It's the grave. The grave is a spirit. As I'm praying for them, I'm praying for you too. Every covenant connecting you to the grave. You don't have to come out, please. You just receive from where you are. I use these ones in front as a point of contact in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? I declare in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God, right now, everyone here who is under the call roll of the spirit of death, in the name of Jesus, be delivered now. Help her. Be delivered now. Please bring for me the two people now in this main auditorium that will shout under the anointing now. I just saw light on two people. Please bring them. I want to speak to them before we sit. Loud to the hearing of everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, for all of you who are in front here, I declare by the Spirit of God that everything that connects you to death,
be delivered now. Everything that connects you to the spirit of death, be delivered now. In the name of Jesus. Please return to your seat rejoicing. Let me have those that I just called up now, and then we'll be seated. Please be seated, in fact. Please be seated. We'll soon do our salutation and welcome, but let's just address this now. Haladusa de brendeke parusia da balakusia. Rado gaberia tuskiria balatusia. I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. Everything that represents witchcraft in this family, be healed now and be delivered. Be delivered from everything connected to witchcraft. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the miracle service for the month of July. Let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Just bring her. Don't take her back. Just bring her. Keep her where she is. I want to lay my hands on her. Yes, it's okay. In the name of Jesus, I command that devil to let you go now, and your family be delivered now by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God. In the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We have a lot to do tonight, and it's my intent that God will help us to redeem time as well as achieve so much in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone outside, the overflow outside, will start running. Please, ushers, hold the person or anybody. There's someone who will begin to run by the Spirit. Just hold the person. I want to speak to that. Don't bring the person here. Just hold the person there. Outside, the overflow. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. The power of God is coming on someone outside. You begin to run right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus, help them. Let me speak and declare over that person. Help them, please. In the name that is above all names, I declare by the Spirit of God, the same way you are running like this, that is how you will step in with speed into the next level of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone outside is going to shout now. Please keep it there, media. Someone outside is going to shout loud under the anointing. Please bring the person to the front of their screen. I want to speak to them. Loud under the anointing, the overflow outside. The power of God is coming upon that person right now. Mighty God. There are things only God can do. Where then is our boasting? It is He that has made us able ministers of the new covenant. Just keep her there. In the name of Jesus, I declare liberty by the Spirit. Liberty by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. By wisdom, O God, heaven's gates open up. With understanding, you order the seasons, creating day and night, turning darkness into light, arranging the stars to your pleasing. Father, may flesh never be glorified. That as much as you continue to use us, may the world know that we are nothing more than vessels that have been shown mercy. Let me give you an advice. No matter how far God leads you, no matter where God takes you, the higher you rise, the closer your knees should be to the ground. It's an advice by the Spirit. Pride is a killer. It will kill anything. Pride took a man from heaven to earth. It will take a man from earth to anywhere. Pride took a man from heaven, or took a spirit, Satan now, Lucifer, from heaven to the earth. It will take anybody from where you are to anywhere. We are only products of God's grace and God's mercy. This is not self-condemnation. We are confident in the sufficiency that came from Him. But we must unashamedly let the nations know Because after you see these kinds of things, usually the applauds, Joshua Selman, you see, let me tell you early enough, we are nothing but products of His mercy. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and pour your love. You look beyond the hill. You look beyond the hill. You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and pour your love. You look beyond the hill. You look beyond the hill. My testimony, I'm the one. You have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. I am the one, yeah. You have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. May we get to points in our lives where the higher we rise, the more we access deeper levels of this grace, that our hearts will remain ever humble. There's no such thing as we're like that in our family. Then it's an attack. The moment you are grafted into Christ, you are called out of every tribe and every tongue and every nation. Whether you are Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, South-South, Spanish, anywhere and anyone at all. Remember what I taught you here? That the greatest need of an unbeliever is salvation. The greatest need of a believer is transformation. The greatest need of a transformed believer is empowerment. The greatest need of an empowered believer is character and humility. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. I honor and appreciate everyone. People have come from everywhere. We celebrate all who are following from every and any nation. God will continue to draw people to experience that which He has sent us to do for as long as we continue to lift Him. The day we take our attention from Him and focus on ourselves, then there is no reason why anyone should listen again. Very simple principles, but they control tremendous spiritual power. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. Hallelujah. Let me speak for a few minutes on the subject of joy. The glory of God represents all of the majesty, the splendor, and the possibilities that are captured in God. It's called glory. It comes from the Hebrew word kabod. The Greek is doxa. It means the weightiness. The weightiness is an attempt to describe the vast riches, the vast wealth of a king. It's called glory. And the Bible lets us know that there is a relationship between the glory of God and joy. Now please look up. This is a miracle service. I want to show you why many people are unable to receive from the Spirit. The reason is because many do not know, or many have not been taught, the role that joy plays in the life of a believer. Hallelujah. Let's start tonight with Joel 1 and verse 12. Joel 1 verse 12. The Bible says the vine is dried up. Please look up. It's projected. And the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees in the field. How many of you know that men are likened to trees in Scripture? He shall be like a tree. So all the trees in the field, no exception, they are withered. Why? Help me. Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. That when a believer cannot access joy, it is a very tragic situation that requires
emergency. Emergency joy. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 17 to 19. The prophet, although the fig tree shall not blossom, he said. Now, this is a chaotic situation. This is not a pleasant situation at all. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. This is a perfect description of hopelessness. It says, yet, in the midst of it, I will rejoice, not in myself, I will rejoice in the Lord. And then he says, I will joy in the God who is able to save me. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Is the word Yehoshua, where you get the word Joshua, God our salvation. Hallelujah. Very, very powerful. The Lord is my strength, he says, and he, on account of my joy, will make my feet like hind's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places as a result of joy. Many believers are taught faith, but they are not taught the role that joy has to play. Can I tell you this? The moment the devil wants to destroy an individual and stop you from receiving or walking in the experience of the blessings of God, among the many spirits that he releases to a believer, number one is fear. Fear is a spirit that opens the door for all other spirits to come. And then the spirit of gloominess, sadness, or what we have come to know in our civilization as depression. I tell you by the authority of scripture that depression is not just a medical issue. There is a medical expression of depression, but depression is a spirit. Notice, medically, the character of depression is that it brings you to a place of silence. And the one who keeps quiet in this kingdom is the one who loses. Because the Bible says the shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. Are we still together now? Praise the Lord. Now, please pay attention. There are many legitimate grounds, as we would call it. In 24 hours, there are enough activities to attempt to suck away the joy of an average African, an average Nigerian. All you need to do is put on your television or internet or whatever it is, go to work, and you will find more than enough issues. Someone is annoying you before you get to the office. And some of these things are programmed by the devil because he knows the role that joy has to play in receiving. Let me show you a few scriptures, just an exhortation, and then we'll pray. Are we together? The Bible says a few things about joy. Number one, Nahum chapter 8, please, from verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, the B part. The Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is strength in the spirit. Amazing. Amazing. That when God wants to impart strength upon the believer, he gives you joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And in this kingdom, you require strength to pull through the vicissitudes of life. If you lack joy, then you lack strength. The Bible says joy is strength. In Psalm 16 and verse 11, the Bible says, in your presence, thou wilt show me the path of life. In your presence. Now look this. The Bible says in God's own presence is full of joy. No wonder he is almighty. No wonder there are no impossibilities. Why? Because there is joy. The atmosphere that makes that leech with him. In his presence is fullness of joy. And then at your right hand, there are pleasures. Can you imagine the relationship between joy and pleasure? More joy, more pleasure. Less joy, less pleasure. In your presence is the fullness of joy. And at your right hand. So the Bible tells us that joy is the believer's strength in this kingdom. In Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3, please give it to us, Isaiah chapter 12
And verse 3, very, very interesting rendition. He now tells us that joy is a fetcher in the realm of the spirit. It is the authorized fetcher that brings out the riches of redemption and makes them accessible to the believer. It says, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Salvation. All of the blessings that came on account of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Christ. Jesus now, he says that you will use joy. So you use joy to draw healing. You use joy to draw restoration. Are we together now? You can stand before a well and yet not have the fetcher that brings water. The well is full of water, ready for your taking, but the fetcher is not there. So joy is not only strength to the believer. Joy is what we use to draw forth supernatural blessings into our lives. Are we still together? Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Let's look at one scripture. I thought this one was really very instructive. 1 Peter chapter 1, please. We'll start from verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. We're reading to verse 8. 1 Peter 1, 3. Now watch this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We're reading to 8, verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. You who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6. Now watch this. It says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Read verse 8 with me if you're a Christian. Ready? One to read. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable that brings you glory. You have not seen it manifest yet. You have not seen the manifestation of that prophecy. And yet you are full of joy. You are full of joy. Lord, I give you praise. And they ask you, has the job come? No, not yet. It has not manifested. I've received it. I'm yet to have it. And receiving is enough for me to have that joy. There is a difference between receiving and having. Receiving is spiritual. Having is when it manifests. Is that true? Mark 11 and verse 24. Jesus was teaching us the difference between receiving and having. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, watch this, when ye pray, believe that ye receive. And then if you believe you have received it, then you shall have it. You cannot have what you have not received. The moment you receive by faith, now you begin to express joy. And let me tell you this, you see, this is why the faith life, the carnal, the natural man cannot understand or receive the things of the spirit. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. Why begin to rejoice over something that has not manifested? The job is yet to come. The child is yet to come. The medical report is yet to change. The promotion is yet to come. The spiritual fire you desire is yet to come. And yet you rejoice with joy unspeakable, Apostle Peter says, full of glory. Can I tell you this? I think I've said it here, that you do not need joy. You do not need miracles or things to happen in your life before you have joy. If you want to wait for things to be positive before you have joy, then you are not manifesting the full potential of a Christian. Joy is of the Holy Ghost. You can be happy when you have a salary raise. You can be happy when you give birth to twins and triplets and quadruplets. You can be happy when your visa comes out or whatever it is. But joy is of the spirit. You can sit in the midst of a storm and yet rejoice. Is that true? Joy is beyond the realm of knowledge. It is not something you can calculate scientifically. Why are you rejoicing even though you lost three or four loved ones? And you are rejoicing. Lord, I thank you. I rejoice. Many believers walk as if Jesus Christ just died and they announced his funeral. Many people just, you know, the way they walk and live, gloominess. And when people ask you, you are easy to speak in the flesh. Why wouldn't I, you know, rejoice? Why wouldn't I be angry? Why wouldn't I be sad? Look what is happening in my life. That's not how we operate in this kingdom. No. You must make up your mind that absolutely nothing will sustain the ability to tamper with your joy. It may touch any other thing, but if it does not touch your joy, it didn't really touch anything. Let me repeat myself. No matter what you lose in your life, my brothers and my sisters, people of God, if your joy is still with you, the devil only wasted his time. It's true. Yet I will rejoice, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. Yet I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I know that many of you have come, thousands and so many thousands others following online, trusting God for all kinds of miracles. And some of you, perhaps from the start of the service, you've not even turned to look at your neighbor and say, God bless you. You're just frowning and waiting. And even when the word comes, you can say, what is this thing now? We've had 3 weeks of teaching. Go straight to the point. Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? When joy dries in your life, it will affect your health. The Bible says so. It says a merry heart. Is it in your Bible? A merry heart doeth good in the similitude of medicine. When you swallow a tab, you swallow a drug, you are already happy. The drug has not worked, yet you are smiling. Are we together? Because you trust the pharmacist, you trust those who made it that you have not seen. And even though the evidence has not appeared, oh, I'm suffering malaria, or I'm suffering whatever it is, and you take drug or injection or whatever it is, you begin to rejoice. How are you feeling? You have been like that, yet you say better. Is that true? And after 2-3 days, the manifestation comes. Make up your mind that while I wait, my joy will continue to grow. While I await the manifestation of prophecy, Satan, you will never find me frowning and then to call God unfaithful. Just because tears are coming out of my eyes does not mean I am not joyful. I will cry while joyful. Are we together? Make up your mind that nothing will sustain the ability to stop you from sleeping. He is awake, you are awake. Who is Lord? The Bible says the keeper of Israel. The keeper of Israel. He neither sleeps nor slumbers.
And if our God is for us, then what could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, and if our God is for us,
you see, let me tell you how Satan works. Satan is master of the flesh realm. Don't you go near the flesh realm because it's his domain. You come there, that is constituency. The moment you are in the flesh, he knows that man, by the fallen nature of man, we respond to our impulses, our sensory perceptions. The things you hear, the things you see, the things you feel, the things you taste. And so he orchestrates events very intentionally to make God look unfaithful. Just when you are about to sing a song of praise, you hear that the price of things are going up in the market, and then you hear that other something is happening. Oh, there is a rumor that they are about to downsize people. Are we together? And then you just take a little nap and you see a grave and cry. Who told you it's your grave? Was your name written there? What if it's the grave of your enemy? And you get up from that experience and you sit down. Lord, are you there? You know, some of these things we say, and yet we call what we are saying prayer. That's not prayer. There are conditions for any communication to be called prayer. One, it must be God you are talking to. Two, it must be by faith. If you are talking to yourself, you are not praying. It's a lamentation. And yet the devil sees a few people who rejoice for no reason. Because every time you begin to rejoice, I tell you, your rejoicing and your joy confuses Satan. Because men are not wired by the fallen nature to rejoice over nothing. So he now begins to suspect, what is making this person rejoice? I can't see anything physically. And yet you have received so many things. So many things. Make up your mind that I'm going to be joyful for the rest of my life. The end of my faith, I am full of joy. Now, we do not negate the realities that are before you. I know it's been 10 years without a child. I don't want to downplay on what people have said around that barrenness. But find joy. You have nothing to lose. In fact, here's how the Bible puts it. It says, he that weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtless come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. It says that they that sow in tears, they shall reap. Hold on. Don't rush. It says you will reap in joy. Not with joy. You will reap in joy. You will take the food in the kitchen. That means before you take the food, you must enter the kitchen. You will reap in joy. If you don't enter that realm of joy, there is no harvest. The only possibility that a harvest will come is when you are in joy. The only possibility that I will withdraw or cash this check is when I'm in the bank. So I will cash it in the bank. You will reap in joy. So if you are outside of joy, you will be surprised how a harvest of 3 months will take 6 years because there is no joy. Are we together now? I don't know if it's still true. I pray it's still true. Africans, they say, are some of the happiest people. Is it still true? Oh, may it remain so in the name of Jesus Christ. Apostle, you don't know what is happening to me. As I'm sitting down right now, there is already a letter from my landlord. I'm even afraid of going home. I'm thinking of where I will go after this service. You know how short or how long it took God to recreate the earth? That you can be in a service like this, brothers and sisters, and this God, the one I know, I don't know the one you know, but the God that I know, that you are in a service like this, and God begins to move systems and structures, bring helpers to you. If you don't believe this, you are not a Christian. I am telling you. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Here's what the Bible says. Two more scriptures and then we'll begin to pray. Two more scriptures and then we'll begin to pray. John chapter 16 and verse 24. Jesus himself speaking, and then he said this, hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. So we have established the fact that the joy of the Lord can be a reality in your life regardless what is happening around you. But he does not just want you to have joy. You see, anything God gives men, he gives it in abundance. If it's peace, he gives it like a river. Is that true? If it's life, he gives it more abundantly. If it's peace, he gives you the peace that surpasses knowledge. Hitherto ye have asked nothing. Please look at this scripture. In my name, he says, now ask. Ask, and ye shall receive. Remember what I taught you about receiving? Anything you receive by faith, you will have it for sure. Ask, and ye shall receive. Why? That your joy may be full. Wow. So the reason why he heals is not just for the healing. No. Do you know that the end of most of these things we seek is really joy? Why do you want the child? What do you do with the child? Do you eat the child? Joy. What do you do when the promotion comes? I build a house. After that, I call people to thank Jesus. After that, what do? Joy. The end of many things that we need and we seek. What we really are looking for is not a car. What we really are looking for, I'm telling you this, is not a house. What you are really looking for is not twins. You think you are looking for twins. What you are really looking for is the fullness of joy. It's only that you have learned, either through scripture or sociologically speaking or scientifically speaking, that when you obtain these things, they can help. The real satisfaction of a believer does not just come around things. It is joy. Please keep that scripture. Jesus is speaking. Hitherto, ye have asked for nothing. So I know that there is a relationship between the fullness of joy and your receiving certain blessings. Why ask God to heal you when you know that one day you will still transit? Everybody Jesus healed in the Bible eventually died. So why did he heal them? Lazarus that he raised from the dead, did he die again? Of course he did. So why did he raise him from the dead? It looks like it's a wasted project. Everybody, is it in your Bible? He fed 5,000, he fed 4,000. Did they get hungry again? Yes, sir. So why did he do it? Because what you are really looking for is joy. It looks like you are looking for promotion. Remember what you've written in your own miracle, your prayer point now. You see how many that our dear brother, he said he wrote so many things. That's because he wants so much joy. So much joy. Listen, you have to understand this so that you can discern the blessings of God. Nothing in itself really blesses you long time. It is the joy that comes out of it. What happens when they tell you someone just bought a great car? You see the person smiling, you are happy with the person too, he enters the car. Then what? Joy. What is the difference between staying in a rented apartment and staying in your own house? It still has rooms. You will say rent. That's the obvious answer, not the right one. The right answer is joy. Now I don't have to pay rent again. What if somebody would pay the rent for you? You would still want to have your own house, even if someone is paying. Okay, I take the pressure off you. I will keep paying the rent. Just stay there for as long as you live. You will still want that place. Joy. He says, hitherto, you have asked for nothing. You've been anointed. Why do you want another anointing again? Why do you want more? Apostle, I prayed for 100 people and only 2 got healed. So why are you pressing in fastings and prayer? Why do you want a higher dimension of grace? And ye shall receive that your joy may be full. Let me show you one more scripture. Are we still together? Acts chapter 8, please. This was Philip in Samaria. Acts chapter 8, we'll begin our reading from verse 5. Acts chapter 8 and verse 5. Let's read together. Ready? We'll read to verse 8. One, two, read. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. What did he preach? Christ. Not self. Christ. It matters what you preach if you want to see miracles. You preach self, you will confirm everything by yourself. You preach Christ, he will come to defend and confirm. So before we talk about miracles, we have to examine. Please go back to that scripture. I don't want to just jump it and assume you saw it. Verse 5. Preach Christ. Preach Christ. He went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Next verse. Verse 6. And the people with one accord, they gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing. My God. That's how you know that God is at work. You will not hear alone. You will both hear and see. If you hear alone, it's not the God of the Bible. It is hearing and seeing. The miracles which he did. Verse 7. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and were lame were healed. Read verse 8, please. 1, 2, read. That was it. God didn't just want individuals to have joy. He even wants cities to have joy. talkless families. So a whole family can have joy through the abundance of the things they hear and they see. When you hear that God is moving and you see it in your life, when you hear that God is lifting and you see it in your life, the Bible says there was great joy. There was great joy. That means if your life is barren of genuine results, what do you think will be affected? Among the many things, you call it your health, but it's not really just your health that was affected. The first thing that was affected was your joy. When your joy is affected, any negative possibility can happen. Your health, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit can dry up the bones. That means when we experience all the miracles that we're about to experience now, and will experience after this miracle service, among the many things they bring to your life is joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable. Do not downplay what joy can do. Joy can give you long life. Long life. Long life. Lord, this is what you have done. When God blesses you, like he did to Abraham in Genesis chapter 24 and verse 1, the Bible says, now Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and it says the Lord had blessed him in how many things? All things. Not some things. All things. All things. So why are we here? We are here because he called us. And he called us that in union with his word and his spirit, he will administer the fullness of joy. The fullness of joy. The vaccination against a defeated life. The fullness of joy. That you are happy and rejoicing. Glory be to God. In a few minutes, we are going to be celebrating phenomenal miracles here. Many people are going to be delivered. Age-long captivities, just like that. You know, let me tell you this. By the privilege of God's grace, I have been in this business of dispensing the power of God for a very long time. And yet, I never get tired of the wonder-working power of God. No episode is ever the same. Is God not amazing? That I'm here standing. I do not even know what is wrong with you. But the Spirit of God is moving across the length and the breadth of this auditorium. All the overflows outside from nation to nation. And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, burdens lifted, yokes,
atmosphere shift now, chains be broken, Holy Spirit, heaven open, atmosphere.
Please just sit for a few minutes. Let me explain to you something. Nobody really understands the dynamics of the miraculous and the supernatural. But let me attempt to put a few things in perspective and we'll pray. Please look up. You know what a miracle is? A miracle is a supernatural occurrence. It's not a natural occurrence. It happens in this realm, but it is not from this realm. A miracle is a supernatural occurrence. Among the many things that miracles say, miracles reveal the love of Jesus and they also reveal the power of God. Miracles do not operate by the law of nature or the law of science. It is beyond that realm. It is God himself transporting supernatural realities from the realm of the spirit, superimposing those realities into this our three-dimensional plane of existence. What you call a miracle is actually a transportation of spiritual realities from the realm of the spirit. It is only a miracle in this realm. In the realm of the spirit, it is not a miracle. The child you are looking for is only a miracle to you. But in the realm of the spirit, it's not a miracle. For if it does not exist, it will never manifest. Everything that you look for in Christ, the only reason why you can seek it is because it truly exists. It is beyond your horizon, but it is still there. I'm saying this to you so that you don't begin to ask the kind of question that they asked in was it Psalm 78 now and verse 41? I'm not sure if that's the scripture. Let's attempt and see if I got it. Psalm 78 and verse 41. The Bible says, yea, they turned back and tempted God, and they limited the Holy One of Israel. Men can limit God through their beliefs. How shall these things be? Mary said, seeing that I know not a man. And he said, Mary, this is beyond your realm. This is not cooking. This is spirit activity. The power of the highest. Every time the Holy Ghost is in a place, there are no limits to what can happen. I'm saying this so that you don't look at what you've written or the medical. Look at our dear lady who shared that testimony. How in the world do you sit down and someone has damaged kidneys or lungs and all of that? And then the power of God. It is not magic. It's called a miracle. Miracles are supernatural. Is that true? If a doctor were to carry out a surgical procedure on a patient, there's no other way they would usually do it except to be able to open the person up and then go to the organs concerned and correct whatever they need to correct. But that's not the way it happens in the realm of the spirit. When Jesus resurrected, he did not open a door to enter. The disciples were inside there and he just walked through and said, all hail. This is a dimension. So he does not need to open you up to bring out what needs to come out. Like you are seated there. When he caused Adam to sleep, Adam didn't stand up and say, what in the world? Who touched me? No, 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 no. Adam did not. So you can be sitting quietly here, and there are things he's taking out of your life, and there are others he's bringing into your life. Supernatural. Let me tell you how the miraculous works. There is an interplay of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. What is his assignment? To make the word true in your life. The word is ever true, but it needs to be true in your life. Let God be true and all men. Right? So whether you have the miracle or not, the word of God remains true. But the assignment is not for it to remain true. It's to be true in your life. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Where? Not your life. It takes faith and the operation of the power of God for it to now be settled in your life. Hallelujah. So when the word of God comes, the Holy Spirit follows that word to see it through. This is why the ministry of the word is powerful. Because without the ministry of the word, the Holy Spirit does not have any assignment. He's the confirmer. You've been taught here. He brings to pass the word. Like you're sitting quietly now. And with one declaration backed up by heaven. My goodness. Miracles begin to happen here because the Holy Spirit is the one moving. But in addition to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, please follow me carefully and be sensitive. There is the ministry of angels. I hope that in a later series we are going to deal with the ministry of angels. The Bible says, are they not ministering spirits sent to minister to they that be the heirs of salvation? For instance, let's look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The third day, according to prophecy, he would rise up from the dead. And the first person we see there is an angel. He came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. So angels have roles. Read your Bible and see that angels use hailstones. They sent it from the realm of the spirit. It entered this physical realm and killed people. Two angels. So that devil that vowed that over my dead body for you to rise. There is a track record of angels knowing what to do with such people. Oh yes, sir. The ministry of angels. The ministry of angels. And you know what? The beautiful thing is that the angels of God outweigh the entire inhabitants on earth, even if we were to be multiplied times 1,000. You can imagine the kinds of angels that are in this place now. But they do not act on their own. They act in honor to the Holy Spirit, who acts in honor to the Word. When the Word moves, the Spirit moves and the angelic also move. This is how they operate. They don't freelance what they want to do. No, they are waiting because the Word must be sent. The Word can be taught, but the one that heals and delivers is the one that is sent. Sent like a messenger into your finances. Sent like a messenger into your situation. The Word does not just enter bodies, the Word enters situations. You can send it into a situation and it begins to create the Garden of Eden out of that situation. Beauty and glory. Why am I saying this? To build your faith. So that when we're about to receive, you don't sit down and you're saying, now I'm seated on a wheelchair or I'm seated with a crutch and I can see my leg, medically speaking, will I be able to stand? The Bible says, just as you do not know the way of the wind or how bones are formed in the womb of her that is with child, so you do not know the way of the Lord. There are certain dynamics to this equation that only God can explain. Yours is to believe. To believe. If God says He's able to lift you, don't just sit down and look at your certificate and look at every connection, look at where you are coming from and say, ah, if my uncle did not help me, who else will help me? It's amazing that God is called all the names you need to rise, both God and Father. He's all. God, the same person. Father, the same person. All it takes to rise, He has it. Are you blessed tonight? Because some of you, your challenge may not be a health challenge. However, you are just tired of situations that must change in your life. Brothers and sisters, the power of God is able to come to you like a visitor sends to your house and begin to correct things in your life. And if it is God and it is His Word, read what Paul was teaching the Hebrew church about the Word, that the Word of God is quick and powerful. Quick and powerful. The Word of God can compress time. Compress time. Many times it does not take time, oh, it just takes the power of God at work. The nations are standing tonight. We have called them to come and see the God of wonder. Several have come from around this city, within and outside of this country. Many of you are seated now. Jesus Himself is here. Because this is His church. He is the head of the church. The Spirit of the living God. Moving already. The angelic ministry. Well stationed. Your request is here. As proof of your expectation. You are here. As proof that you have faith. Those connecting online. Connecting by faith. All is set. For the power of God. To invade our lives. My only encouragement. Please. Take your eyes away from every challenge you came with and look to Jesus. The more you look at that challenge, you will begin to sink. Apostle, you do not know the billions of naira that I owe. How am I going to pay that debt? You will pay that debt through men, and the men will come through prophecy, and prophecy will come through the Spirit of God. I can tell you how you will come out of that situation. Apostle, how will my rising come? It will come through men. And the men will come when God sends them. Everything on earth happens from God through men to men. It's not very difficult. If you trust men more than God, you are already in trouble. First, you are in idolatry. And the second thing is that the jealousy of God will necessitate that He's exempted from that process. Are we learning something tonight? So let your faith come alive. Believe God. Make up your mind that tonight I'm not just going to clap for other people's miracles. I insist by faith. And can I tell you this, my brothers and my sisters, please hear me. Do not let the devil make you believe that God is not interested in your well-being. Because sometimes we are victims of what we hear. The Bible says to be careful what you hear. Also be careful how you hear it. You can hear a teaching that negates the fact that God wants you to be lifted by well-meaning, sincere individuals. That's not correct. He came to give us life, and even life more abundant. The only thing is that the pursuit of things must not become what drives you. It is His majesty, His presence, to know Him and to live for Him. It is not things that destroy you. It is focus. When focus goes to those things, then it now destroys you. The Bible says the Gentiles run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of them. Ye have need of them. Ye have need of them. Your heavenly Father knows that you need your bills paid. Your heavenly Father knows that you need the school fees of your children. Don't act like you don't need it. Your heavenly Father knows that you need to live long. And if this body is deteriorated, you will not be able to live long. Your heavenly Father knows that cancer is a killer. Your heavenly Father knows that sugar, diabetes, or any kind of sickness can kill you. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But you must believe. Anything God gives to be received can be rejected, including His Son. As many as received Him, that means some will reject Him and He will respect Him. Are we blessed? As for me, I came here tonight first to lead God's people in that procession and then to also receive myself. You see that? It is up to you to make up your mind and say, Lord, everything you have for me in this service, I receive by faith and I watch it manifest in my life. Let me emphasize this scripture as we prepare to rise. Hitherto you have asked for nothing. He says, ask. Ask. Don't assume. Ask that you may receive to the end that your joy may be full. For some of you, what you need is wisdom. Wisdom to know what to do. There is a relationship between wisdom and wealth. By me, kings reign, he says. With me are riches, wealth, and honor. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. For some of you, what you need is favor. The cure for emptiness. Exodus 3:21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. It shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. I heard that there are many, you know, there are many people here. You are talking of land, when properties, people being established. I am not ashamed when it has to do with declaring the whole counsel of God. Everything that is God and pro-God, I am for it, including the prosperity of the saints. Psalm 44 verse 3. Let me show you a scripture. This is the real secret to territorial dominion. The faith that translates to land. This is the key. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance. Why? Because thou hast a favor unto them. Hallelujah. For others is restoration, and I will restore to you the years. For others is lifting. The prophet said, by this time tomorrow, and a foolish man opened up his mouth and said, even if God will open the windows of heaven, he saw it and died at the gate there. Is it lifting? God is able to lift. Ask the village girl called Hadassah. God lifted her. Ask the woman who it looked like she had gone past her time of glory called Ruth. God still lifted her. You think it's too late? Ask Abraham. If 75 is not too late for God, find rest. Are we together?
There is nothing you cannot do. If you have said it, then you will do it.
Please listen to me. We're about to pray. I want to shake unbelief out of you. Listen to me. This man standing before you is proof that there is nothing God cannot do. God is the lifter of men. God is the one who lifts. Some of you may be listening right now. You came from a background where it looks like there is no hope. Listen, my dear ones, hear me. You are in a place where there is a grace truly that can lift. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. There is a place where God is able to resurrect the dead. Some of you, you came here confused, no direction, you don't even know what your life is about. But you're coming here to meet with Jesus the Christ. And He's about to give you a new beginning. For some of you, men have beat their chest, and in their arrogance, they have said, except I come in, you will not rise. Every man was a baby in the hand of a woman one day. Every man. Nobody was born an adult. Every man was a baby in the hand of a woman. So by the time a man beats his chest, God says, is it not when you wake up in the morning, you can go back to the office and oppress people? The psalmist said, I lay me down and I slept. I waited for the Lord sustained me. Can I tell you this? The Holy Spirit is the holder of every life on earth, including the life of arrogant people who will not fear God. I believe in Jesus. He sent us as instruments of His power. He sent us with the backing of heaven. He sent us with the grace that lifts. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you tonight the power of God. God is powerful. God is mighty. Please rise up on your feet. Go ahead and begin to pray in advance. I'm walking out of here with liberty. I'm walking out of here changed. I'm walking out of here imparted by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, please, let's just listen attentively. We'll do three things at the same time. Number one, it's our culture every time during the miracle service, and this is not a ritual at all. It's an instruction that God gave. It's a covenant of answered prayer that we have with Him. So the requests that you have brought, whether online or you have written it, if you are yet to write, be patient, there will still be a few moments for you to write. Or in case you wrote it down and your faith could not write other things because you are afraid, let me challenge your faith to finish up that list. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all that we ask or think, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And then I'm going to be praying, ministering deliverance, and then we'll be praying for the sick and just speaking restoration. I sense tonight that before this service will finish, God will want me to do an impartation. Do you know what an impartation is? An impartation is a transference of graces. There are some of you here who are in ministry. There are some of you who have desired certain dimensions. Listen, you have to know that possibilities happen in this kingdom based on the grace that is upon a man, not just based on the will of God. God can will to do, but if the engracing is not there, that possibility may not happen. The possibilities and our results in this kingdom are predicated largely on the extent, the kind, and the quality
of that grace that is upon us. My God, the power of God is strong here. So, write everything you need to write, and ushers, maybe PR, you can join them whilst we're ministering and all of that is... I'm saying this because some people will be under the anointing, others will be ministering to them and they might not be able to drop it. So here's what will happen. You may do well to pass it to the last person. Nobody will read your request. Let's just do it very quickly. Pass it to the last person, whether to your left or your right, whichever. And then whoever is holding them, I'll just lift them very quickly. And then let's have ushers and maybe PR, you can help them, or any other department that is available, so that we can get those requests very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Water you turn into wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Sing, water you turn, say, open the eyes of the blind. No one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine. I don't think I should be right. There's no one like, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. Hallelujah. Who is Andrew? I'm hearing a name, Andrew. Andrew. I'm hearing a name, Andrew. You are wearing like a maroon dress. You are at the back. Andrew. Is there someone like that? Andrew. What's your name? Were you holding something on your left hand? Were you holding something on your left hand? I saw in my vision you were holding like a card, maybe the visitor's card or something. I want to pray for you. What do you do, my friend? You're a minister. What do you mean, minister? Okay, you're called into ministry. I want to pray for you. There is a massive wind of deliverance that is about to blow in this place right now. Deliverance means the spiritual system that separates you from every obstacle that has impeded your advancement. It's not just casting out demons. Spirits are not the only things that have to be separated from you. If you are separated from trouble, is deliverance also. Are we together? My friend, look at me. I will pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands and I pray that the Lord will help you and show you mercy by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not a ministry issue. God wants to step in and visit your family. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, by the power of God, let there be a miracle for you right now. Let there be a miracle for you. You're also coming out. Okay, all of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a woman, I'm about to pray, but there is a woman I'm seeing. Is it 8 years now? You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. I don't know who that is, whether it is in this auditorium, the overflows, but I'm seeing in my vision a woman 8 years. Please make sure you are not just coming, make sure you meet the exact prophetic word. 8 years. I bless you, gentlemen, in Jesus' name. Please, two things: make sure you are married and make sure it's exactly what I said. Please. Madam, how many years have you been married?
15 years. I said, 8 years, but you're here, just stand. 8 years, is your husband here? He's not here. You believe in Jesus, that he will give you a child?
Yes, I do.
Where are you from, madam? No, not no. State of origin. I can hear you. Okay, I'll pray for you. Ah, my goodness. Father, in the name of Jesus, madam, shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
Out of her now! In the name of Jesus Christ. That's the end of it. Go and return with your miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you. Listen, we are not herbalists. We fear God and our power comes from the throne. Sometimes it's good to clarify this thing so that there's no confusion at all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who is that now? We don't have to. Madam, don't cry. Weep not, for the book is open. I want to pray for you. Where are you coming from? I'm so touched by... Where are you coming from, madam? How long have you been married?
6 years.
Are you here alone? Where is your wife? Two of you. You see, brothers and sisters, when God reveals these things, it is not to show, I continue to say it, it's not just to show that a man is powerful. Many of these families, you know how it is in Africa. When these kinds of results don't come, people can say and do all sorts of things. But there is a God who reigns in heaven. I want you to believe me that you will return with children. Hallelujah. Let's stretch our hands to them. We're also priests who are ministering. Let's declare as a family of faith. The Bible says, none shall be barren. I'd like us to declare the power that is responsible for barrenness, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast it out of their lives. Regardless the medical condition, we correct it, we change it. Every closed womb, be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare over you. Sir, this is you and your... Just lift up your hands, two of you. Where are you coming from?
From
I want to pray for you and your wife. Just hold your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, every ordinance, this is not even just the issue of fruitfulness, your overall progress in life, I declare by the power of the... I'm looking at you and I'm seeing two of your hands tied in the spirit. There is nothing that is working. This is what I'm seeing. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands over you and your wife. I lose you now. I lose you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go and succeed. Go and prosper. And in the name of Jesus Christ. Hold on. Let me just do my crazy thing on stage here. I'll soon let you go and sit down. The Lord is telling me that all of you are going to have miracles. But the one with twins, the anointing is coming on you now. There is one of you. I'm seeing twins in my vision. And I just saw like rain. This is what I saw. The power of God in a mighty way. That one person is, honestly, my brothers and my sisters, this thing that God does, if I have my way, if not that I'm under the anointing, I will not embarrass myself like this in the presence of people. Are we together? But this is what the power of God can do. I saw twins, and the Lord said he will identify that person because his power will rest upon that person. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decree now and we declare by the Spirit of grace
in the name of Jesus Christ, as God has declared it, go and return with your miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. God has spoken once, and in the name of Jesus, there is nothing that will stop His word from coming to pass. We place that word upon you, and as God has declared, let it be for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's celebrate them and say, go back. Hallelujah. I want to rebuke the spirit of delay. There is such a spirit called delay. And I want you to bring those people out. There will be a mighty move of the spirit. The spirit of delay. The spirit of delay. And while I'm praying for the spirit of delay, I'm seeing that there is someone, I'm seeing there is madness in your family. People just keep getting mad, like a psychological, you know, that issue of madness. I'm about to pray. Just bring them out. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, upon everyone here on this ground right now, if there is anyone here under the sound of my voice, that is under the influence of the spirit of delay. Some of you, that's why jobs have not come. Some of you, that's why doors have not opened. Right now, at the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus, inside, outside, following online. And at the mention of that name, the power of God will rest upon you and that devil leaves you. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command that spirit. Go now. Go now. Bring them out. Delay of all sorts. Delay in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that is responsible for delay, we come against it. We come against it. We come against it. Whether in business, in politics, in career, I come against that spirit. We are praying for people now. Hallelujah. Now we are still praying. There are families that are corporately under that influence. Some of you will travel abroad and come back, and yet nothing moves in your life. I declare right now, everything that has refused to move in your life, the power that is responsible for it, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. There are many of you, your loved ones worship deities. And even though some of them have stopped, these deities may seem to have had a legal ground over your life. But my Bible says, blotting out every handwriting and every ordinance that spoke against us, I want to declare your final deliverance. If there is anything, Paruska Debara, territorial deity planted to the earth, that may be the reason why people do not rise, right now, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, at the count of three, may fire locate those people and fall upon them now. 1, 2, 3, take that fire, 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 take that fire. De la barusa, de negata barubia. It's time for you to move forward. Open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to prophesy your advancement. I move forward by the spirit of the living God. Are you praying in the name that is above all names? I make progress, I move forward. No power keeps me down. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. 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 We are still praying. Please be sensitive. There is a spirit called failure at the edge of breakthrough. Have you heard it? That your eyes will always see it, and when your hand is about to touch it, something happens. I want to pray for you right now. Father, anyone here under the sound of my voice, and there is a family pattern that makes people to see good things but never handle it. My God, I'm seeing the power of God rest on people. Let them not go. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, I declare deliverance right now. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Every pattern over your life that makes you rise and go down, every pattern comes under judgment now. Under judgment now. Now listen to me. We are praying. Every time a good thing is about to happen to you, there a vision comes or a dream. You are in primary school or you are in secondary school, writing an exam that you never pass. Or someone comes to molest. Fire is coming on those altars right now. Father, at the count of three, everyone here being manipulated from the spirit realm, I declare by the rod of the higher priesthood, let there be deliverance now. 1, 2, 3, let fire come on you now. Every strange spirit manipulating your destiny, be delivered now. The realm of the spirit is a very powerful realm. Someone will vow to help you, vow to lift you, lose you. I stretch my hands to you. I don't know you, sir, but in the name of Jesus Christ, every chain that I've held you, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Elana subrakatu sedi balikedi. The Lord is asking me to break the power of patterns. Every year at the same time something happens. This has been so. Either death or sicknesses. Some is rainy season, some is dry season. Repetition. Some is after 2 years. After 3 years, someone must die. Or every year. Right now in the name of Jesus. Anyone under the sound of my voice. If there is any pattern over your life and your family, help them please. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, that pattern is broken right now. 1, 2, 3, I break that pattern now. I break that pattern now. Patterns of death, patterns of failure, be broken now. Please pay attention. There are families here, the only way you eat is by serving others. Anything that will take you to the top, there is a spirit that will always bring you down. I don't mean serving like value, becoming a slave. The only way. And the Lord is asking me to deliver families here where the man is the woman and the woman is the man. The man is the woman and the woman is the man. In terms of responsibility and supply, everything comes from the woman. I decree by the Spirit of the Living God, don't be tired of receiving. I speak over your life. Every pattern, again I repeat, that is not of God at work in your life, that devil that is behind it, they catch fire now. They catch fire now.
say, touch fire now. Hallelujah. Who is Gloria? I'm hearing a name, Gloria. Gloria. Marvelous God. Gloria. Gloria. In a few minutes, the grace for speed is going to be resting in this place. Gloria. Every altar, hear me, the Lord is speaking about a Gloria. American people, I can pray for you and then you go back and continue your work. But in the name that is above all names, I don't know why the Lord sent for you. I'm just seeing fire moving in front of the stage here. Everyone here, under the yoke of witchcraft, that will not let you go. In the name of Jesus, may fire come upon you now. I bring you deliverance by the power of the Holy Ghost. I bring you deliverance by the power of the Holy Ghost. I bring you deliverance by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every altar sitting on your destiny, this is koinonia. In the name of Jesus Christ, be delivered now. Wherefore God hath so highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, and that at the mention of that name every knee must bow, of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Madam, this woman, come, this one. Where are you from? Where are you from, madam?
From Benue State.
Benue State.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for you. Hi. I command every devil. Don't be embarrassed, I'm not a prophet of doom, okay? But I'm seeing a snake just walking over you. Like head to toe again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that devil, let her go now. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her go now. Help her, please. Let her go now. I'm seeing a serpent. This is what I'm seeing, just moving left and right. He gave us authority over snakes and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Now I'm seeing a vision that I usually don't see very often. I'm seeing the map of Nigeria, and I'm seeing the power of God going to Kogi State. This is Kogi. The moment I begin to pray, those from that region, usually, I don't know why God does that, the power of God begins to come on them. Bring them now. In the name of Jesus, this is what I'm seeing. Deliverance. I'm seeing Kogi State. Kogi State. Kelata rika dosha dikata. Kogi State. Parete dosha de brandegata. Oh, there are altars I'm seeing. Sitting on men's destiny. Will not allow men rise. But I come by the rod of the higher priesthood. By this revelation, everyone connected to that territory, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Bring them out. Be delivered now. Palanda sada prakatibora kusia. These things are signs and wonders. The Lord does it to bring glory to His name. Halas kada brande gebarusia da. My eyes are open again. The Lord is still showing me that vision, and I'm seeing the light of going of God going from Kogi State. I am seeing Imo State. Imo State. Right now, I'm seeing the power of God here resting just emo space. I declare now, help them. Everyone who is connected to that territory and is under any demonic influence, your liberty comes for you now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sir, can I talk to you? Please come. I don't know you. I don't know anything about you, but come. Your life is about to change. I hope you're not embarrassed, sir. I want to pray for you. Where are you coming from, sir? Anambra State. I want to pray for you. Because I'm seeing stroke. The devil wants to bring stroke on your life. This is what I'm saying. To paralyze the entire one side of you. Stroke. This is a demonic thing. Number two, I'm seeing that by next month, the devil had planned bringing a serious attack on your finances. That everything will just go down mysteriously in a way that nobody will be able to understand. I want to pray for you. And the dream you have and you see dead people, I want to pray for you. You are together? Okay. I want to pray for you. Father, I'm praying for you and yet I'm seeing the power of God on your wife. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, you are praying for husband and in my vision is your wife I'm seeing under the power of God. Right now, in the name that is above all names, I declare the yoke of bondage over this family. Break now! Break now! Break now! Honorable sir, please come. I fear God. And I want to speak to you. I don't know why, but the Lord is saying I should anoint you. Hold on. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands by the Spirit of grace and I declare over you that in the name of Jesus, the grace for the next level, let it come upon you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let it come upon you right now. And every conspiracy that is around you, we bring it down. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. The Lord is showing me a vision. I'm seeing someone. Now, of course, when you mention you are a pharmacist, but I'm seeing very serious oppression. You are in this auditorium. You are a pharmacist. If you are not a pharmacist, go back. Even if you are a medical practitioner, pharmacist, that's the word. I don't know why God does this, but I want to pray for you. Father, I just saw fire just moving the length and the breadth. In the name of Jesus, I burn everything, every chaff that is not of God, give way now. In the name of Jesus, every bondage that the devil is planning related to your profession, I declare deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, please don't be offended. I would not say this if God did not ask me to say it. But you don't have to come out. But the Lord is ministering to me now. I just saw two ladies. You are two ladies. You are friends. You are staying in the house of a married man. It's not your husband. Go back. Leave that house in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm saying I'm not here to insult your pedigree. I'm just acting as the Holy Spirit is leading me. Because destruction is coming to meet you there. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit of the living God. I'm going to pray for you. That's all right. Leave that after service. Don't even go back there. That's where you came from. Leave that place. It's good to come to the house of God. The house of God is a solution place. That's where we save the lost. We help people. But you have to take God seriously. So leave that house and go back and leave them in peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, I'm seeing those two ladies, you are students. You are students of University of Abuja. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. I don't mean to embarrass you. Pack your load and go back. You came to school to learn. Every foul spirit that will make you loiter around a destiny that is not your own, go back now. Listen, when we say these things, it's not to laugh and embarrass them. Everyone intrinsically is a sincere person. We are victims of our understanding, our belief systems, and then our conditions. This is a family of faith. This is not where we laugh at people and say, tell them. No. When God speaks like this, we approach people from a standpoint of love and mercy. Are we together now? This must be the attitude you carry, because you have to be in people's shoes. Don't just say, just thank God for showing you mercy if you are not the person I'm talking about. Hallelujah. You are not just a pharmacist, so God will use you in ministry. My friend, I stretch my hands over you. May that grace come upon you. You will begin a journey with the Holy Spirit that will lead you to power in the Spirit. This is not just the practice of pharmacy. You will walk mightily in the healing grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm seeing, I don't know if it's one of you here, there is a project that, I don't know if it's a contract or a project now, that, who is that person? What project is that?
It's a big business.
I'm seeing this is like a contract between a firm and you, and the Lord is asking me to pray for that person. I'll pray for everybody, but this is what I'm seeing. Is there someone like that here? What's that? Where? Huh? Where? Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the Spirit of the living God and by the power that raised Christ from the dead, because you have come here tonight, every power that stops your advancement and your progress, I come against it now. I come against it now. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, I come against it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please return back rejoicing. I want to pray for the sick right now. I believe in the healing power of Jesus. How many of you believe in miracles? The Lord is removing something. I'm seeing things being removed from the stomach of people. I don't know what it is. This is what I'm seeing. This is in my vision now. I'm seeing something just coming out. Some is growths, fibroids that are being removed right now as I'm speaking. The power of God is resting on those people one by one by one. For others is growths, all kinds of lumps. I'm about to pray for the sick shortly. But in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that for all those that God is showing me right now, wherever you are, located in this auditorium or around, I stretch my hands. May fire from heaven. May fire from heaven. Halis kati kota shalakos kedi brandagata. May fire from heaven rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to pray for the sick. Listen, I believe in the healing ministry. Before Jesus Christ returns, there will be an escalation of the power of Jesus to heal and to deliver in a way and a proportion that we have never seen. I believe that with all my heart, because the Word of God says so, and fathers who have gone ahead left it as a prophecy. And we ourselves, who by the privilege of God's grace is granted the power to walk in this, we bear witness that these speakings are true. I want to pray for you right now. Here's what we are going to do very quickly. Some of you, just under the anointing, even while the service came, the power of God has already touched you. But I'm going to pray for the sick. I truly believe in miracles. I want you to lay your hands where you are trusting God for a miracle, everywhere. Inside, outside. Just help those under the anointing. Miracles are happening now. For those, if it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest.
as a point of contact.
You can also stand in for loved ones. You heard the testimony of the dear lady. All overflows. And you who are following, watching from whatever TV station or your homes via internet, I like you right there where you are, connect by faith. Believe Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I want you to believe. It will happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Just take your eyes away from the sickness. Some of you have all kinds of death sentences before you. Take your eyes away from it. I want to pray right now. Agree with me as I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. A gentleman is going to run out now by the power of God. The moment that happens, the healing power of God will begin to move. Honestly, I don't know why God does these things, but these are signs and wonders. A gentleman, the power of God will rest upon him literally. He will begin to run. Just hold him so he does not injure himself. This is the sign that the Lord gives me to trigger the flow of the healing power of Jesus. Father, thank you. A mighty, very mighty anointing will just rest upon a gentleman, and the moment that happens, the healing power of Jesus will begin to move. And for that gentleman, it's not just resting on you for nothing. Help them, please, quickly. Now we can pray. Please help them. The ministry of signs and wonders is a fearful ministry. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every devil and every spirit that is behind infirmity, in the name of Jesus, I command that that spirit leaves you now. Help them, please. Help them, my God. Right now, in Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed now. Anyone sitting on a wheelchair or on crutches, lift it up now and begin to walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift it up now and begin to walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, blind eyes be opened now. Whether partial blindness or total blindness, be healed now. Deafness of any sort, one or both ears, be healed now in the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me someone, I don't know if it's a swelling, I don't know if it's goiter or something around your throat. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Breathing problem, I don't know specifically what it is, but I'm seeing you have problem breathing. In fact, this problem makes you snore seriously when you are asleep. You snore in a way that it doesn't matter what position. Very heavy snoring. The power of God is resting upon you now. I'm seeing a woman, you are a bit elderly. I'm seeing severe pain just around the lumbar vertebra here. The power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. You came with a sick person, you are outside. You are in the overflow outside. I don't know if it's now, don't be embarrassed. I don't know if it's HIV or so, but I'm seeing the power of God touch that person right now. Every blood condition here that needs to be changed, in the name of Jesus, we change it now. We change it now. Heart palpitations is being healed now. The Lord is healing heart palpitations. I'm seeing someone, I don't know what it is, but it's like they diagnose something inside your head. I don't know if it's a growth or something that is inside your head. And for one that I'm seeing at the back of your eyes, I'm not a doctor, forgive me if I don't get it right, but it looks like there is something swelling at the back of your eyes. I hope I'm saying the right thing. But in the name of Jesus right now, may the power of God touch you. supernatural miracle right now. There's a gentleman, I'm seeing your wrist. I don't know what happened, but there is severe pain around your wrist. The power of God is touching you right now. Right now. I'm seeing, this is a very interesting case God is showing me. There's someone, you are losing your teeth. Gradually, one by one. I don't know if it's that your mouth is I don't know what the condition is, but you are beginning to lose your teeth. There is a miracle, supernatural miracle that is happening to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, your chest was hit, I think in a dream. You were sleeping and there was an impact on your chest. From that day when you woke up, you've been falling sick recurrently. And even with chest pain, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Are we still together? Asthma, be healed now. God is healing asthma. Someone who is being healed will shout a loud shout. Not amen, but I'm seeing that's how that person's healing is coming. Asthma. God is healing asthma. Severe migraine, especially in the night, pounding migraine on your head, be healed right now in Jesus' name. The Lord is asking me to pray for someone. You are not on any weight loss program or any diet, but you have started losing weight no matter what you eat. This has even got you concerned because you are emaciating. People are even looking at it. They think you are fasting, but you are beginning to get concerned. Very significant weight loss. And it has nothing to do with dieting or whatever it is. This is a demonic thing. Because from what I'm seeing that there is something wrong with your liver. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed now. Help them, please. Help that person. In the name of Jesus Christ. A miracle is happening to you right there where you are. Now, there are people following. It's amazing. Do you know how many people connect from hospitals to this miracle service? There are several hospitals right now. And bless God for the kinds of doctors and nurses and you know, medical practitioners that we have. Because sometimes they know that this situation is beyond the issue of medicine. They know that this is a demonic thing. So I'm praying for those who are connecting, any patient right now from the hospital world over. You are following every death sentence on you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus, I bring you life and healing now. Life and healing now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Hear me. Every malfunctioning organ here in this place right now, I declare be healed in Jesus' name. There's someone at the back. You are close to the door. The power of God is touching you. You are close to one of these doors. I'm seeing the power of God touching that person. And the Lord is taking something out of that person's life. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Anyone here having high blood pressure or low blood pressure? How many of you know that they are all evil? Whether high or low. I don't know what kind of thing is that. Whether it's high is bad, low is also bad. Whichever category, but especially high blood pressure. There are many, many people right now, as they do not even know. Anyone here, young or old, you are under the influence of high blood pressure. In Jesus' name, we command your blood pressure to go down to normalcy. Sugar, diabetes, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. I'm seeing someone, they had performed a surgery on you. Something, I don't know if it was appendicitis. But from that time, you have not been yourself again. I think they maybe, you know, removed the appendix or something. But I'm seeing there's been severe pain. You can't even sit down, you know, and press that side. There's severe pain. Right now, as I'm speaking, the power of God is touching you. In the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord is showing me two women. We'll be very fast about this. The Lord is showing me two women. I'm seeing that you gave birth through CS. And from the time you get back through CS, every time you bend, there is a very sharp pain all through your lower abdominal region. In the name of Jesus, as I'm speaking right now, after the prayer, I want you to check it. That devil leaves your body now. Whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Now, very quickly, wherever you are, I'm going to ask you to check yourself. Some of you, whilst you were under the anointing, and some of you right now, all the overflows, I want you to check yourself. The moment you find out that a miracle has happened, I want you to run to either of the aisles here or here. Very quickly, let's take a few testimonies to the glory of the name of the Lord. People are coming already. Miracles are happening. Look at this. Miracles are happening. Let's celebrate Jesus. Miracles are happening by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's celebrate them. Koinonia, is this how you celebrate miracles? All those from any overflow, please allow them come. Please allow them come. Allow them come. Let's take a few testimonies right now. As it is happening here, that's how it's happening in your various homes, happening in the various stations where you left to come here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, please allow anyone coming for testimony from whatever overflow, please allow them very quickly to come. Let's do this on time. And whilst this is happening, if you are yet to submit your prayer request, please wave it. If you needed some time to write, just write and wave it very quickly so that an usher can pick it and then would come. And why do we celebrate miracles like this? Number one, to show that the word of God works. Number two, to help people to see the one who is able to produce these miracles. Hallelujah. Anyone who is coming here for testimony, for miracles, please let them come very quickly. Just confirm them and then we'll have a few. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is this working? Please help us.
Hallelujah, Apostle. Amazing. So she's been having this thing in her ankle for a long time now.
Over how long?
10 years.
Over 10 years.
Yes, sir.
And what happened to you tonight? Run. Run. Look at this. Hallelujah. No pain. Lift your hands. It never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Never returns to you again in the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
Apostle, this is a case of heart condition. Amazing.
What's your name, my dear?
My name is Esther Naftali.
Tell us your testimony.
2 weeks ago, I've been having heaviness in my heart. I even collapsed in the hospital. The doctor said I have heart failure.
You have what?
Heart failure. They do, I was praying. God revived me. After then, I was discharged.
What happened now?
Now I am very totally
completely
free.
Run. Let the devil see you rejoicing. Any pain. Any pain. You will never go back to the hospital for that condition. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave a word of knowledge of someone that was hit in the dream.
You were the gentleman. And now, what has happened to you?
Fine.
Completely. It's gone. In Jesus' name, may it never return to you. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Wrist challenge that you gave.
Your wrist. Check it. Anything. He's smiling. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is yet to come back in place in your life, by this testimony, we put it back in place now. Yes, please. Very quickly. Okay. Yes, sir.
Apostle, she flew in all the way from Liberia.
All the way from Liberia.
I brought my son that have network problems. And when I reached in the hotel for the program, I just got attacked. My whole chest, I couldn't, from here, I couldn't walk. Even if people saw me, I was walking again.
And what happened to you now?
I'm very free.
Completely. Check yourself. All the way from Liberia. Look at this. Breathe in and out. Anything. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are perfected now. From your head to your toe, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
So, Apostle, God is touching children. He loves children.
Yes, sir.
What happened to you?
My leg was paining me.
Your leg was paining you?
Yes.
And now, what happened?
Nothing.
The pain is gone. Okay, try to run. Run. Let the devil see you run. Let's celebrate our wonderful son. Turn back and run again. Any pain. Any pain, give Jesus praise. It will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are we ready with anyone? Yes, go ahead.
You get word of knowledge of a lady, someone that has asthma. She couldn't breathe very well, but now she's okay.
How long? How long has she been?
Has been for 10 years.
For 10 years. Breathe in and out. Go ahead. In and out. In and out again. In and out again. Any pain. Asthma, you are demonic. We curse you. You leave that lady never to return to her again. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Mama was diagnosed with diabetes. So as a result of that, she has had challenged blood vision. She said she couldn't see the stick, but now she could see everything clearly.
Do you know what I just saw? As soon as he lifted that, I just saw something that looked like a dark, like an object, a shadow, just flew. That's what I just saw. Madam, can you see clearly now?
Yes, I can see you.
You can see me now.
Yes.
You couldn't see me before.
Yes.
You couldn't see, and now you can see.
Yes.
Can you see everything behind me?
Yes.
God has opened your eyes. In Jesus' name, let's celebrate a miracle here. In Jesus' name, perfection for you. Yes, please.
This last challenge that you gave, you said he has been having it, but now the power of God has come upon him.
What is that?
Weight loss.
You've been losing weight.
Yes,
what is your name?
Bangalore James.
Okay, from?
Kwara State.
Okay. You've been losing weight.
Why the why now? I've been trying to gain weight, but the more I eat, the less I couldn't get the weight.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are healed now and perfected in Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
Apostle, the same issue with weight loss. You gave a word of knowledge and the medical team have actually checked her.
The weight loss started 10 months ago. I thought it was because I was praying much then and everything, but even after that, I was still losing weight. The weight I am now, I was last this weight, secondary school and freshman year university, and that was many years ago. Yes. Everybody complains, my colleagues, everybody, my family members. So as you said that, I fell under the anointing. And you spoke about the wrist problem. For some months now, I had a sprain that was unexplained. I could not bear weight. I used to exercise, but I could not bear weight on my hands anymore. So as you said that, I fell under the anointing. I couldn't touch the ground, but I tried to press against the wall. And I'm able to bear weight on that hand. And then this morning as I was coming, I noticed an abnormal skin change around my breast. And I knew that it was not... it wasn't normal. So when you spoke and we should check ourselves. I quickly ran to check in the bathroom and the breast, the skin looked normal.
Completely. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands now. By the power of Jesus Christ, be completely whole. Now, healed and made whole. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's celebrate Jesus.
Another case of weight loss. Apostle, we have several cases of weight loss.
Completely. Miracles.
Okay, for the past 3 weeks, people always complain of body weight, but I did not observe it because I lost appetite of eating. But I realized that my stomach was really, really hot for days. Even in the service this evening, I had to sit down for a while. But as we were talking about weight loss, I fell under the anointing.
Okay. And all of you? Okay, three of you.
Yes, three.
I stretch my hands over you in the name of Jesus, even as God has spoken. Let it remain so in your life. I rebuke every devil that wants to bring you any health challenge on that wise. Be healed now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, please, go ahead.
This girl used to have back pain. Confirm her mother is in the medical team.
Her mother is in the medical team.
Medical team. But the pain is gone now.
What's your name, darling?
Naomi.
What happened to you?
I've been having lower back pain.
Look how smart this girl is, okay? And now, what happened?
Yes, sir.
Check yourself. Check yourself. Any pain? Can you imagine? Wonderful Naomi. Any pain now?
No.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may you grow to become a mighty vessel in the hands of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please. Next person.
My mommy here, she has had arthritis that she couldn't fold her leg.
Mama, you've had arthritis. Give her the mic.
When I was coming, I could not even actually climb the up there or that. But after the prayer, I feel relieved and I was able to walk up and...
Mama, you couldn't climb the stairs right now.
Yes.
Okay, walk. Let's see. Go ahead. Come, climb this. Come up. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Creator of the universe, what can't you do? What can't you do, Jesus? You're the name above every other name. What can't you change? What can't you change, Jesus?
Yes.
Apostle, she came there with her legs swollen.
Hold on, please. You came here with your legs swollen.
Swollen, but it has
how long? Look at this. How long? Your leg has been swollen, and right now, it's gone down.
And I had migraine.
What could you not do before? Go ahead, check yourself. Any pain, the swelling is gone down. In the name of Jesus, the head, the swelling, and every other thing in your body, be healed from it now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, give Jesus praise. Are you celebrating miracles, Koinonia?
The case was great, but the power of God came on our body and she's fine.
Mama, please talk very quickly.
I have this weight loss. I've lost over 13 or 15 kg, all intentionally. And I was diagnosed with a good cyst on the liver with an enlarged spleen. But when you prayed, I fell under the anointing.
And right now,
yes,
you go back to the hospital, okay, and you will be shocked at what the doctors will tell you. In the name of Jesus, you are healed now. Completely healed. Never to return to you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, sir.
So, Apostle, this is God working. The issue of the back pain, God healed many people instantly.
Back pain. All of you with back pain, just stand together. I want to pray for you. Back pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, God who healed your back, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it remain permanent. I decree and declare that no devil of darkness will afflict your back again. In Jesus' name. You are healed. You remain healed forever. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus for them.
Apostle, we need to hear this.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I've been having abdominal pain. It has been affecting.
What's your name?
My name is Jennifer Goji.
Okay.
It has been affecting my leg. While I was sitting out upstairs, the pain just disappeared.
Just like that. Yes. Check yourself. Yes. Check. Any pain. Any pain. Completely.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, every devil of abdominal pain, it leaves you never to return to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Apostle, you mentioned the issue of wrist pain. All of them, please come.
Wrist or waist?
Wrist.
Check yourselves.
Praise the Lord. About 3 weeks ago, I was having my wrist here. It was paining me and even my knee. But even before Apostle started praying for the sick, I got my healing. I just waited because I know that after he prayed for the sick, we called for testimony. I want to thank God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, God has healed you, and every other person he has healed. I stretch my hands on all of you. In Jesus' name, it remains permanent. It remains permanent in Jesus' name. Yes.
She was with the medical team earlier. She had goiter on her throat.
Goiter.
Confirmed, but it has reduced now. It's coming down.
What's your name, madam? What?
Loretta.
You have, place your hand there. In the name of Jesus, I declare the hand of God that begun this right now. May the power of God bring perfection. That devil, go now! In the name of Jesus Christ, complete wholeness and perfection. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. There is no allowance. If God is Alpha, let him be Omega. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, be healed. Yes, please.
You mentioned cases related to the throat. She has had difficulty in swallowing, but now she can swallow.
How long, madam?
For about a month now. I'm supposed to go for a test tomorrow again, actually.
And right now? There may not be need for the test again, except to confirm. In Jesus' name, your throat healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Mama here, she came here not too strong. She said she could not even stand with the pain in her chest. But as you pray, the pain disappears and then she can stand.
Mama, where are you coming from?
Worry.
Okay, what happened to you?
I have severe pain. When I to the hospital, they say it's an ulcer. I've been taking treatment.
And right now? Completely gone. It will never return to you again. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
So, Apostle, we had urinary tract infection.
Urinary tract infection.
Yes.
So confirmed? Medically confirmed?
Yes. No, sir. There was a pain. When you said that those that are having lower abdominal pain should receive their healing. So I felt something from my left leg because that is where I usually feel the pain. So something was going down from inside there.
Completely. In the name of Jesus, your healing remains permanent.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, please.
Yes, I used to have a lymph node swelling under my arm. I normally take antibiotics to make it go down. As of today, the swelling was there. And after the prayer, I put my hands on my underarm. And
you couldn't find it again.
So
completely. For many of you, the trouble that was there before you came here, after the grace, as you go back, you will search everywhere and you will never find it again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord perfect you in Jesus' name. Let's see if we can just have maybe two more because we need to work with time. Yes, please, go ahead. You are the one. Loss of teeth. With holes. Let her talk, the woman.
I lost two teeth when I traveled, so when I came back, this one started shaking.
Oh, I'm seeing it.
And it's seriously, but after the prayer.
Completely. Can you imagine this kind of demonic thing? I don't know what the medical condition is. You believe in the power of the Holy Spirit? How about you, my friend?
I have removed one before. So I have two wounds. So after, as you are praying, I receive shock. Yes.
Completely.
And the doctors have checked. The normal hole is not what it is, has been healed.
There's no hole there again. Confirmed by our medical team. Look at this miracle. Two holes removed. And after prayer, there's brand new teeth there, right now in the hole. Confirmed by the medical team. We don't fake miracles here. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen. It's as simple as that. My friend, you believe in Jesus? If Jesus can fill a hole that has been there in your presence, confirmed by the medical team is a team of very seasoned doctors. If he can fill a hole in a teeth, what can he not do? Can't he put money in an empty account? Can't he put joy in an empty life? I speak over your life that everything that is now empty, bringing shame, in the name of Jesus, speedily, may God fill it with everything that should be there. Please sit down. I pray for you both in Jesus' name. Let this miracle be perfected and let it remain in your life in Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
Apostle, you had moving objects.
Moving objects.
Even during the service, objects were moving around his body.
You know, this issue of moving objects is a very demonic thing. Some of you go through it just, you can have everything God put in the human body, he gave it boundaries. You are not allowed to move any, the only thing that can move everywhere is blood, and that's to carry food, oxygen, they tell us. But demons flow through these things and they move everywhere from your head and the rest. Anything that is a stranger in your body and is loitering up and down, causing you pain and organ malfunctions, this night, it comes to an end now. Yes, sir.
Apostle, this is strange.
Wow.
From past 20 years now.
20 years?
Yes. I've always, if I eat, anytime I eat, I will have to put it back in my mouth and restrain it back. So, as you said,
if you have to eat.
If I eat.
She regurgitates. So she brings out the food.
20 years?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Busayo.
Okay.
Listen to this interesting testimony.
So, as you said, we should check ourselves. Although from home, I believe that I'm healed already. So, I have to take biscuit and pure water now. And I tried to do it and it's no more.
Can you imagine this kind of demonic thing? You eat and you have to regurgitate to eat again before it goes down. In the name of Jesus Christ, that spirit that has tormented you like that, it leaves you never to return again in Jesus' name. Be healed completely in Jesus' name. Yes. Let's take one more, sir. Maybe just one or two, and then, yes, please.
I was operated of appendix last year. So since then, I used to feel pain.
Oh, you're the lady with the appendix operation. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that pain leave you now, never to return to you. Now, it goes never to return in Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Our doctor will confirm.
Okay, doctor, go ahead.
Yes, Apostle. He came to reach me now that I have a test. He went to sign his site. And there's a specification, a kind of glass he has to use before he can read.
Yes.
So I just saw it and I took his phone far away from him and asked him to read and he could read very clearly without any glasses.
His eyes, my goodness. In the name of Jesus Christ, supernatural healing for your eyes, it will never return again. 2020 vision, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's take one more and then we'll have to pray for everyone. Yes.
Asthma, she was under asthmatic asthma attack when she was the lady who said she's going to scream under the anointing.
Oh, you are the one.
Yes, sir.
What's your name, my dear?
Kemisola.
Kemisola. You believe in Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Asthma goes now. You are a devil. You will never return again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh.
The first one was when you said God is dealing with things coming out of our stomach. I'm scheduled for operation for fibroid, and because of the blood flow and where it was located, they put me on a drug for 3 months. So I've been taking it every day until I came in yesterday. So as you just said it, I just felt like something shifted in my mouth over here, and then started coming out of my mouth. And the second one was the child, and then I just fell outside.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands and I declare healing. You will go to the hospital and you will be surprised what the doctors will say. Spectacular miracle in your body. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, please.
In summary, sir, pain in the head, backbone,
yes.
Abdominal pain.
In the name of Jesus, let's just take one more, sir, and then...
Apostle, you gave a word of knowledge about somebody that had an experience. This is the lady.
Wow.
It was after a conversation in my office. They said that my village people are witch. They are all manner of things. So I rejected it. I said, I reject it. I'm not part of it because I've been called out of every tongue, out of every language.
Yes, what
so
happened?
When I got home, I slept in the night and I felt they pressed me as if I was being pressed. Since then it has been heartburn, gastritis, chest pain and all. I came here with sick. So when I came home, to the service rather here, when you were ministering, I felt as if cold water was being poured in my chest.
It doesn't matter what village you are coming from. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, anything connected to village, I break you from it now. The Bible says we have a high calling and a holy one. Then it says we have been called out of every tribe, every tongue. You came from heaven. You only passed through that geographic region. And every altar that will not let you go, in Jesus' name, may the earth open and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, supernatural healing for you. Yes, please.
Apostle, we need to hear this.
Okay.
Koinonia, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've been suffering from masturbation for 10 years now. So sometimes I will pray, I will fast. In fact, there was one time one woman appeared to me that I cannot free from it. But from the beginning of this month, I listened to Apostle's message, deliverance.
the mystery of deliverance,
yes,
part 1, 2, 3, and 4. I listened to it last month at part 4. I used anointing oil, and that anointing oil I used it and pray, and I still
and right
face.
Now.
But right now, as opposed to prayer, I feel something coming out from my anus.
You see, let me tell you, this is a dangerous spirit. I don't mean to embarrass you, but you get 10 people, and you can almost see that 7 or 8 out of 10 people are suffering from this wicked spirit of masturbation or pornography. Any habit that has refused to let you go, I call upon the God of my covenant in the name of Jesus. It leaves your destiny now. And if it's a family pattern, I decree and declare, be delivered forever from it. Now, for all of you who are here, I really apologize. I'm not sure that we may be able to take... let that be the last. Yes.
You mentioned case of weight loss. She has had it for years now. But when she mentioned that she came under the anointing and then she went outside to go and vomit something, the good friend that came with her.
She went to vomit something?
To vomit something outside.
And all that nonsense has gone in Jesus' name. Enjoy your liberty as a child of God. Now, for all of you who are out here and those who could not make it, in the name of Jesus, I declare, be supernaturally healed now. Be supernaturally healed now. Be supernaturally healed now. Every ailment you came with, it never returns to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Please return rejoicing. Everyone rise up. Let's stretch our hands towards the prayer request. We are praying right now. There is a God in heaven who can answer prayers. And I want you to stretch your hands as I pray. We have a covenant of answered prayer in this house. Wherever you are, I would always say that this is the most accurate representation of everyone's desire. We may see in part, we may prophesy in part. And for some of you, the cases that are called may not concern you. But in the name of Jesus, why is she there? Is that what's the issue? You can find out. If she needs prayer, someone just pray for her. Please stretch your hands, everybody, towards me and begin to declare. Declare over the request that you have written. In the name of Jesus Christ. Declare over this request. Several thousands from around the world. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is someone praying? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, why do we pray on request all the time? Number one, because the Bible says, call unto me and I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Number two, We pray because the Bible says, unto him that answers prayer shall all flesh come. We pray because the Bible says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest it, and thou shalt have it. We are believers. Father, I bow my knees over every request here. You don't have to kneel. Please stand. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request here, we turn it into a testimony now. Every death sentence here, in the name of Jesus, we turn it into a testimony now. Every legal case here that requires supernatural intervention, we call upon the God of mercy to intervene now. Every death sentence here, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, the power of God rests upon it. I stand upon this request and I declare everything that has stood upon you to bring shame and reproach. As I'm standing prophetically upon this request, may you rise above it now. 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 Tell me, and anyone who has vowed that he will not give you peace, my Bible says, and the God of all peace shall give you peace himself, always and by all means. May the vengeance of God rest upon anyone who will not give you peace. Now receive these prophetic words. Anyone here trusting God for a job, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Some of you, between now and next Sunday, not next week, between now and next Sunday, I call upon the God of my covenant. May you return with jobs that will surprise you. Please receive it. Prophecy is powerful. Number two, I pray for you. Any door that has refused to open, and you know it needs to open for the next level of your destiny, whoever is sitting as a gatekeeper and will not let that door open, we clear them out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me? Anybody holding what belongs to you and has refused to release it, in the name of Jesus, we overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn until it gets to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace. Hear me? Every helper of your destiny who has been ignoring you until now, I place an anointing upon you. This week, they have no rest till they get up and attend to you. I want to pray for you. There are some of you like Mordecai. You have helped many people from destruction and you have not been rewarded. Mordecai helped the king and they still left him on the ground at the gate. But the Bible says that night could not King Ahasuerus sleep. I pray for you. Anybody you have helped and the season of reward has come and they have refused to attend to you, this night by prophecy, I open the book of remembrance. I open the book of remembrance. May the mercy of God locate you for your lifting. Let me pray for those due for promotion. The Bible says promotion does not come from the east, the west, or the south. Indeed, it comes from the north. Mount Zion, the side of the north. The Bible calls it the city of the great king. I pray for you. All of you who are due for promotion, in the name of Jesus, may my God, who is also your God, may he surprise you. Listen, promotion does not mean giving you another rank. Promotion means another level.
anyone here who came with any point of contact, whether your credentials, whether documents, whether whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, I declare them anointed. I declare them anointed. I declare them anointed. Let me pray for all who are in business here. You are in business, provided your business is legitimate and is scriptural. I stand by the God of heaven and I declare, may grace from heaven that brings for increase, for influence, for visibility, may it rest upon the works of your hand. I pray for those who are in politics and governance, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I announce to you by the Spirit of grace, let this be your season of lifting. Believe me, these are not empty words. Let this be your season of lifting. Hallelujah. Now, I want to release a grace on anyone here who is in ministry or is called in the fivefold ministry. There are many, many people who are called into the fivefold ministry, but there has not been that activation of the grace and the oil. Wherever you are, I stretch my hands. God of heaven, prophetic mantles right now. In the name of Jesus, everyone called into the prophetic, help them. Paruska de bregadiada. The eyes that see, the ears that hear, Kelentes Kalika Protakatuzapia. May that grace, I activate prophetic fountains. In the name of Jesus, accuracy in perception. In the name of Jesus. There are people here, based on your divine assignment, you should be carrying certain anointings, healing anointings, anointings for the sick. Where are they, oh God? Please help them. Right now, anyone here who should carry the mantle for healing, I stretch my hands. May the power from heaven, let it habaka tabaka tuba shiketea. Kata brenta kata bakata kata. Ebreketa shiata. Ekros kodia. In the name of Jesus, healing grace, healing fountain, healing mantle. Take that grace. Healing grace. I say it again, go back and meet the sick in your homes, in your environment. Get them out of those deathbeds. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are people here, the mantle for leadership has been looking for you. Mantle for leadership. I want to pray for you. Anyone here who should carry that grace for leadership, whether you are aware or not, I stretch my hands wherever you are, within this auditorium and outside. May that grace locate you now. Carry that grace for leadership. Carry that kapatosh katabada. Carry that grace for leadership. There are kingdom financiers that God is raising in this end time. Financial apostles indeed. People who understand the purpose of the wealth of the kingdom. Help them please. More than just self-aggrandizement. More than just I'm getting a car or a house. That's not the purpose for wealth. In the name of Jesus, everyone here who must take off that mantle, I can tell you there is a mantle for wealth. I decree and declare, wherever you are, may that grace rest on you now. Take that anointing. Take that anointing. Take that anointing. Let it open strange doors for you. In the name of Jesus. I want to release the grace for access and visibility. Hear me? It's one thing to have the value, whether spiritual, whether whatever it is. There are many gifted people looking at me here and following. But you see, there is a grace that makes men identify you and give you visibility so that you will find expression. The Bible says, neither do men light a lamp. There are many anointed people here, but the grace to locate you. For as long as Samuel did not carry that oil,
David, even though he was killing the lion, even though he could lead Israel, he remained in the bush. The grace for visibility takes men from the bush and it puts you where you belong. I have tasted of that grace. I pray for you. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, anyone here who should rise to visibility for people to see what you carry so that you can represent God in your assigned territory, may that mantle rest on you now. May that mantle rest on you now. My God, fire is burning here. Just be patient. What you are receiving will bless you. Are you ready for speed now? Oh, there is a grace for speed. There really is a grace for speed. You don't have all the time for everything. I stretch my hands. Koinonia, I speak to you. Maris Kotelekadia, from today, take the grace for speed. The mantle for speed. The mantle for speed. The grace for speed. Speed in business. Speed in ministry. Speed in career. 10 years in 1 month. I release it upon you now. Every man needs destiny helpers to rise in life. No matter how great you are. Even Jesus needed John the Baptist to announce him. I desire to come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. I want to call your destiny helpers by prophecy. Father, everyone here, because I sense in my spirit that there are people who are in strange seasons in their life. This is what I sense. You are coming to the end of a season and you are connecting with a greater one. But if there is no helper of destiny, you can remain there and recycle seasons again. I pray for you from the north to the south, the east to the west, within this nation and outside of this nation, wherever the helper of your destiny is, I command them to appear now. Everything that has died in your life, business or whatever endeavor, including your spiritual life, I call upon Jesus, who is the resurrection and even the life. Let there be resurrection to every dead thing now. Dead organs, hear the word of the Lord. Dead visions, hear the word of the Lord. Dead families, hear the word of the Lord. Dead marriages, hear the word of the Lord. Dead businesses, hear the word of the Lord. Dead prayer life, hear the word of the Lord. Let me pray for you. Any wrong association that makes Jesus look unserious to you. How many of you know that there are associations that is almost a taboo to love Jesus? Anything that requires you leaving Jesus to get it is not worth your time. Are we together? Therefore, I pray, let there be a divine editing on all your relationships. We're almost done. If the spirit of death is eyeing any family here, you know, hold on. I hope you know, whenever it seems as though when we get into the second half of the year, from August now into, they call it the ember month, September, it looks like there is a trend, especially in this nation. People who have no business dying, accidents that don't make sense. Every blood-sucking spirit around the road, within this city, waiting, eaters of flesh, aparus kata, and drinkers of blood, we decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, there is no place for you this time around. You have no covenant with death. The same way you saw the second half of the year, you will see the end of the year. And finally, let me pray. This issue of finances,
is making many people to leave God in this season. People don't pray again. They don't fast. They don't love God because of this economic thing. I'm sorry, I know I've taken time. Just give me a minute or two and we're done. You have to receive this. There are different levels of wealth. There is wealth that comes by providing value. Are we together now? You provide your value to a targeted consumer base and you are rewarded. And you are rewarded for it. That's a level of wealth. There is wealth that comes as a reward for changing lives and impacting people. It's called transformational wealth. You don't sell that value. You give it free. But because it is value, it is still mandated that you be rewarded. But there is a third dimensional wealth called sovereign wealth. It's wealth by prophecy. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. It says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. I stand by the privilege of the election of grace, and I prophesy over your finances. Anyone who is in any financial pit right now, come out of it now. Come out of it now. Whether personally or corporately, come out of it now. I call for the mystery of the raven that brought bread to Elijah at Brook Cherith. May strangers you do not know, may you collide with them at the gate of destiny. May they be used marvelously by God to wipe your tears. Hear me. Anyone here that there are bills sitting on your neck and it will not give you rest, I come by the rod of a higher priesthood this night. In the name of Jesus, may my God shift systems and structures to bless you. Are you ready for the final prayer? Everything that has made God, Jesus Christ, to not be a priority to you. Don't forget, we are not just speaking so that people who have money and cars. We are a very spiritual people who love Jesus with passion and with zest and with zeal. And if you're connected to this ministry and this vision, you must love Jesus. We are not just some carnal people out to just, we teach and communicate the whole counsel of God. The highest being your passion and your fire for God. Can I pray for you? In the name of Jesus. The average faithful person in this house should be serious spiritually. You have to take God seriously. All this one leg in and one leg out, is time to be serious. The fire that must come upon your prayer altar, as an individual and as a family, may that fire rest upon you now. Word study fire. The grace to sit down and study scripture. Not just to get a sermon, but to know God and to learn and to grow. To be equipped with intelligence that gives you dominion to excel and represent the purposes of the kingdom. May that grace rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of grace, I release you into supernatural living. Hallelujah. Now please, no movement. There are people here, you came for this miracle service. You are yet to encounter Jesus. Whilst you heard me preach, and whilst you saw the miracles, the Holy Ghost began to speak to you. Perhaps you were invited by someone. Many of you are outside at the overflow. Some of you are within the overflows here. Please, wherever you are, let's minimize movement. And then there are others who are saying, Apostle, I remember giving my life to Jesus, but I need a fresh start. Wherever you are, we have 1 minute for you. Please leave your seat quickly and come and stand. You're welcome. Let's celebrate them. They are coming. Koinonia, let's celebrate salvation. Indeed, the greatest miracle by every standard. Celebrate them. Run to Jesus. We have just a minute for you. Run to Jesus. As many who will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. God bless you. Keep coming. Quickly, if you're coming, please win that war tonight. Win that war tonight. Come stand here. Those outside, walk to your projector stands, walk to your screens. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I salute every single one of you. Jesus said, ye must be born again. No matter what it is that you have received here, indeed, relative to salvation, they are very temporal. Lift your hands, every one of you. Those outside, those following from any nation, please, you're about to make this decision for Jesus. Lift your right hand. Please join them very quickly if you're coming for the prayers. Very quickly, I want you to lift your hand. Say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus. One more time, say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I believe that you came, you died for me, you resurrected for my justification. This night, I declare that the power of Satan, sin, hell, and the grave are broken from off my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and I declare from today until forever that I am saved, I am a child of God, I am a recipient of the life of God. I receive also the abundance of grace, even the gift of righteousness, and I declare that I reign in life. Keep your hands lifted. Father, I present to you these ones. They have come to honor you. They have come because they have seen the need for you in their lives. I decree and declare that the grace that saves, may that grace rest on you. The grace that transforms, may that grace rest on you. I declare that as a result of this prayer, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. In the name of Jesus Christ, and the power of sin and Satan is broken forever from off your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today you go forward ever and backward never. The grace to live the victorious Christian life is released upon you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and congratulations. Now please, I'd like you to follow the counselors. There's the placard. They are waving it at you. All of you in concert. Let's celebrate them, Koinonia. Very quickly, let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate them as they go. Have we been blessed tonight? Please rise up on your feet. Thank you again for coming. After the grace, do well to greet one another on your way out. Hallelujah. This week beginning is blessed for you in Jesus' name. You will go and return with testimonies. Indeed, you are the light and you are salt in Jesus' name. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And Gentiles come to your light. You continue serving the purposes of the kingdom.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI to stream Koinonia Live.
Go to meetella.com/koinonia-radio and download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate you.